Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Always a fun time talking to our friend KC Johnson, and he joins us on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. KC, good morning. How are you?
Happy Bulls opening day, gentlemen. How you doing?
Yeah, I think we're kind of pumped up for it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I like what I saw with the in the preseason. They're a significantly improved team. And, you know, I don't know how long that takes to get up and running, but I think there's so many things to be curious about in terms of how guys play together, how the defensive effort is there, or how you rebound the ball. There's just a lot of questions, but there could be some positive answers.
Yeah, that's kind of the overall I'm getting. I mean, a lot of people are asking me how this is going to look and what their record's going to be and where they're going to finish. I obviously, I'm guessing on that like everybody else, but I think what's undeniable is just how significantly they've upgraded their talent. And it's just going to translate, to me, to a better product to watch on a nightly basis. And I think that's something we can all rally around and enjoy. The preseason kind of kept the positive momentum of the offseason going. And look, they've got an opportunity here with an early schedule before it gets serious in November. These first four games, I know there's a cliche of one game at a time, but they really should start, 4-0 if you look at it. I mean, the Pistons are rebuilding and are without Cade Cunningham, and the Raptors are without Siakam, and the Pelicans are without Zion. So you got an opportunity here to keep this momentum going, and it starts tonight in Detroit.
Casey, I'm most curious about Lonzo Ball. You wrote about him on NBCSportsChicago.com. I wonder what you think his most significant contribution will be in terms of seeing change immediately. On the offensive end, where he is going to be directing everything, or defensively, where I think he's a little bit underrated?
That's a great question, because I'm not even sure if I could pick one. I mean, that's how important I see this guy's role being. Offensively, it's not so much that he's going to be directing everything. It's just he's going to be overseeing the style of play that Billy and Arturis and Mark Eversley want to implement, and that's just playing up-tempo and faster. And you can see that they've, put a lot of athletes on this roster, a lot of, wing-heavy interchangeable parts. And Lonzo's kind of the conductor of just getting them to play with more pace. And he's so good at throwing the ball ahead and taking a high outlet pass even after made baskets, and just trying to attack the defense before it can get set and getting the right matchup. So that's kind of his MO offensively, and obviously he's added an improved three-point shot along the way. So that's important. I guess if I had to pick, I would probably say defense, just because I got to say, man, I his reputation is he's a good defender, and you see that when you see him once or twice a year and maybe catch a game on League Pass. But when you see him up close for even just for preseason games, man, this dude is he's really, really good. He's got such anticipation. He's got such length. He's got a really high IQ. He blows up screens pretty well. He gets over screens. So I think he's going to be really, really important at that end, him and Alex Caruso. So I'm looking forward to watching him guard on a nightly basis.
Can Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, can they coexist happily?
Yeah, in fact, I think that's where DeMar is going to make his biggest impact. Is he's just going to alleviate so much offensive pressure on Zach, or I should say defensive attention on Zach. You know, before, guys, I was kind of on the mindset, like a lot of people, that I thought it would be hard-pressed for Zach to match last season, because he was so good offensively last season at 27.4 points per game, shooting splits of, you know, 50, 40, and 84.9. And then just watching in the preseason, you know, he's going to be in less decision-making responsibilities. He's going to be more off-the-ball situation, catch-and-shoot situations. He's going to be, not facing as many double teams. I mean, he was triple teamed sometimes last year. That's just not going to happen. You're going to always have at least two, often three elite scorers on the floor at one time, in DeRozan, LaVine, and Vucevic. So, he may not average 27.4 points a game, but I think efficiency-wise, he certainly has an opportunity to match or even exceed last season. So, I think it's a fantastic fit. DeRozan's one of the best isolation scorers in the league. Obviously deadly in the mid-range. So, the way these guys have played, guys reading each other and playing unselfishly, the assist-to-turnover ratio, that stuff's going to translate. I know they didn't play great opponents in the preseason, but I'm not saying they're going to be beating the Bucks and the Nets on a nightly basis, but just that style of play, I see it translating through the regular season.
Patrick Williams missed a lot of preseason with the ankle injury, KC. Where is he health-wise, and how important is it for him to carve out a niche in the second year?
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, it's nice adding all these shiny new toys, and you know, they're certainly going to be important to his success, but he is a foundational piece if he's, you know, the first personnel move of the new regime and the fourth overall pick. So how does he, you know, I asked Billy a couple of days ago, how does he, you know, improve upon that aggressive mindset that we've heard so much from the organization that he needs to improve upon, you know, in a lineup that has gotten more firepower. And, you know, he said it doesn't always need to come from shots. It comes from running the floor hard, dragging defenders, you know, to the corners when you run the wings hard in transition, just creating space by the gravity of your shooting ability, things like that. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch if he kind of has those moments where he fades into the background, as he did from my seat too often last season, because the physical and athletic gifts are clearly there. To your question of where he is, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's on a little bit of a minutes limit tonight. He's only played the one preseason game. But, you know, kudos to him for getting back on the front end of that injury, which, you know, I was described to was pretty severe ankle sprain, and he got back in 4 weeks. So it's just nice that he's going to be able to be out there tonight against the Pistons.
So there's some huge NBA stories, right? I mean, Kyrie, yeah, what the heck is going on with that? Simmons is suspended for the first game for a practice rift. And we heard Joel Embiid, I think it's about the 20th time, we're not here to babysit. We got one of those.
Great.
Do the Bulls have a chance to kind of sneak in and surprise some people while other teams that you think very highly of are trying to figure it out in the Eastern Conference? What kind of season do you expect them to have?
Yeah, that's a good question, and you got to love the association. It never fails to produce drama of the ways you just sometimes can never imagine even. It's amazing. This is kind of my point, is I see this team really being – I'm still maybe not sold on it for like a deep playoff run, just because I'm a traditionalist, and I think size and physicality win in the playoffs. And I think this team has a chance to be physical, but the size concerns I think could be – real come playoff time. But I think this team has a really good chance to have a very strong regular season, just because offensively I think they're going to be really, really good. And, you know, you can take advantage of schedule wins, you know, where you're playing a good team on the second of a back-to-back. I just think, again, their style of play is going to translate. So to your point, I mean, they're not, you know, the Nets are going to be really good no matter what happens with Kyrie. There's no getting around that. the Sixers also will be very good, you know, no matter what happens with Ben Simmons. And look, if he's traded, he's going to be traded for a very good player. So you have to factor that in. But, you know, will the Knicks take a step back after their surprise in regular season last year? Did the Hawks peak last year? I mean, these are legitimate questions. So, I can see the Bulls sneaking into that. I think best case scenario, they're fighting for home court advantage. That's if everything goes right. I can see them more in that 5-6 range. But I think this is a team that has a chance to have a very good regular season. And, you know, you're right. There's going to be some teams that are going to be dealing with some things early on, and the Bulls just don't have any of those issues right now. It's been very seamless to this point.
Casey, we know about the starting five. We know about the new players and how that's going to work by design. How about the second team? How about the second unit? And is Alex Caruso destined to be the proverbial fan favorite?
Yeah, it's already happened, David. You know, I mean, the reaction he got when he checked into that first preseason game, it's like, you know, Scalabrine times 10. We didn't get the chance, but he's going to be a fan favorite. And look, why not? I mean, just watch the guy play. I mean, he's very intelligent. He's very physical. He plays hard. Defensively, he just, you know, runs into things and gets over them. I think he's going to be a really, really nice addition. And I think he's going to be a big, big anchor to that second unit. You know, Billy's staggering. He's still trying to figure out how to stagger best the starters, but one of DeRozan or Levine will be with that second unit, you know, a majority of the time. So that's another part of the bench. And then, you know, Coby White isn't ready yet, but he'll be there eventually. And then it's just, you know, who emerges. I mean, Tony Bradley was hurt during the preseason and looked, you know, a little bit out of game shape in the one preseason game he did play. But he's the only legitimate size they have past Vucevic. What kind of role will he carve out for himself? Troy Brown Jr. Will also have a decent role, I would assume. And then it's just who emerges. I mean, Alize Johnson took advantage of his opportunity. Is he going to carve out a regular rotation role? Right now you say, where is he going to play? But every time I say that, someone tells me, don't count this guy out. I mean, he looked much more poised in the preseason than he did during summer league. So I think that's Billy and his staff are going to be figuring that out as they go along. But to me, Caruso, Troy Brown Jr., and eventually Coby will be three big pieces to that reserve unit.
So I guess Bet Rivers has him at 43.5 wins. David Haw has him at 44 wins. Dustin, what did you have, 45 wins? I had 47, Casey. I really think I'm big on this team, man. I mean, I'm going best case scenario. Where do you have them?
Yeah, I'm terrible predictions, guys. But I not to make boring radio, but I'd probably be right in there. I'd probably you said Dustin at 47?
45, yeah.
Yeah, Dustin's my guy. That's kind of where I'm going, 45. I'm going
nice.
Dustin.
Yeah. Good, though. That's, we're all
it's a good
optimistic.
Year. Yeah,
yes,
that's
no
exciting.
Question. It's a big,
it's fun.
It would be a big jump. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good stuff, KC.
Thanks, KC.
All right. Always good talking to you guys. We'll talk to you during the season.
Enjoy
all right.
Tonight. Yep.
Enjoy the game, KC. Doing great work for NBC Sports Chicago, and he's a regular.
He doesn't like predictions, but he did give us reason to think they could start 4-0.
You know what? I mean, if they start 4-0, does that mean they got more wins than the Bears by Monday?
Wow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.